Welcome to Technotopia, a podcast about a better future. I'm John Biggs. Today on the show, we have Lyndon Johnson, founder of Comms Bar. This is Technotopia. Technotopia is brought to you by Happy Fun Corp. Happy Fun Corp is a design-driven technology company in Brooklyn, New York that specializes in building mobile and web applications for startups and Fortune 500 companies. Whether it's a new mobile or web application that will help people experience the internet in a fun new way, or software that will interface with a new piece of top-secret hardware, Happy Fun Corp is always up to the challenge. Big or small, Happy Fun Corp loves building software and loves working with great people. Come build with them. HappyFunCorp.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Technotopia podcast. Podcast about a better future. I'm John Biggs. Today on the show, we have Lyndon Johnson, the founder of Comms Bar. Lyndon, why don't you describe what you do?
Sure. Comms Bar is a different approach to public relations and marketing and publicity for startups. And it works like a genius bar so that entrepreneurs can come get the advice that they need when they need it to solve business problems. And we try to give them advice to help them move rather than doing everything for them.
Okay. So we do a few of the shows about marketing and about other stuff. I wanted to talk to you specifically about what marketing has to do with the future, how things are going to be sold and marketed in the future. Because I mean, it's an important thing to consider, especially with Internet of Things, especially with tracking, especially with the ability for computers to follow us around the world at this point. How are things changing in that space?
Well, I think that selling and marketing is going to become more personal. There are more and more ways for companies to sell products, to start conversations, to really target customers that have a need for their product or service. And I think that the way that that's going to change is right now everyone's using every technology that's available, every one of the platforms that is there, hoping that they find one that works. I think the way that it will change is that technologies will allow people to start much more personal conversations, to be able to communicate in the way that works best for the people that they're trying to attract, rather than just shouting more loudly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what's going to be changing in the next decade in terms of marketing and in terms of all that other good stuff?
Well, I think there are a couple of things. I think that video is going to become a huge part of marketing and of building relationships between organizations and their customers and people that subscribe to what they do. I think right now we're starting to see the start of that, but it's very much controlled by the organization. It's a conversation which is started using whatever the platform is that the company decides to use. I think over time it will become much more of a conversation rather than a marketing or sales pitch, and the technology will be determined by the best fit for the person that they're talking to. Nowadays, a lot of companies are still, even in a world where marketing has become very visual, video is still not used and companies are still very anonymous. You get high-profile organizations and the founders using video and using video as part of their explainer videos, as part of talking about their story. But I think that video is going to become a much bigger part of understanding the context of the people that are customers or people that businesses are trying to attract as customers. So I think that's a really positive change. I think the other thing that's going to change is that we're going to see much more of a balance between analog offline and digital and online. There was something that I was reading last week about e-commerce stores in London are now using physical retail spaces as a way to start conversations that then get continued online. And people are being encouraged to buy online. But there's this realization that in order to get people there, there needs to be a physical presence. And there'll be an element of physical locations. And video, I think, will play a big part in maintaining those relationships and getting people to the point where they will transact online.
Okay. So what does the world look like in 20 years to you specifically? We're not even talking about marketing. We're talking about just what do you think are the technologies that you're most excited about?
Well, I think that location-based technologies are going to be huge. I think we're talking about context and about you just got to see what's going on with Pokemon Go right now. You know, mobile phones and locations are being interacted with some kind of game, and you're seeing businesses taking advantage of that to sell product. So I think that location-based and context is going to be incredibly important. We're going to be provided with solutions to problems that we don't necessarily know we have until we get to a certain location. So I think that's going to be a really important thing in the future. Devices, I'm not sure about. I think that a lot of the talk about moving post-device and device-less, I was talking to somebody about the future of work, and somebody was saying as long as we have desks, devices, you know, laptops, mobiles are still going to be a part of our everyday life. And while they're things that we carry around with us, they're going to be things that companies are going to use to market or to sell to people. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I think we're going to see is that there's going to be a lot of personalization. You're going to be able, you know, ad blockers are big right now. We're going to see a lot of people people being able to specify how they want companies to communicate with them in a much more granular detail. So I think that's going to be good. We're not going to be bombarded by things that we're never going to buy, we're never interested in. And that's got to be a positive thing.
Okay, very cool. So I guess what can marketers, what can folks who are thinking about marketing actively do to get ready for the future?
I think the most important thing is to listen to their customers or listen to people that they want to become customers and understand what their life looks like now and what it's going to look like in the future. And that's going to vary depending on demographic, on location. But I think that's one of the big things that will determine how companies adapt for the future is their ability to listen and learn and research and actually look at what their customers' world looks like through their eyes rather than trying to impose an ideal world or an ideal marketing campaign on somebody. It's going to be understanding how they can use technology to better understand, you know, what their customers' world looks like. Mm-hmm. And that will then help them make more informed decisions.
Okay, super. All right, interesting. So what has changed in the past few years in marketing specifically that's going to lead us towards this future?
I think you've got a far more educated audience. People understand technology much more and they're more willing to use it. So I think that for marketers, for startups, is hugely important. You're now dealing with an audience that actually understands the potential and understands how to use the technology. I think for the early 2000s, you were dealing with a mass market that was still getting to grips with the possibilities. And there were companies that were innovating and doing new things. And they were falling on deaf ears because people didn't really understand how it worked or what they were expected to do. I think we're going to see that increasing even faster than we have done over the last 10 or 15 years. We're also going to see a much younger audience, I think. Technology now, you know, I've got a 9-year-old nephew that knows more about technology than his parents do. And I think that's going to change the way that organizations market and sell and communicate with that audience. They're going to have much greater access to them. There's still going to be, you know, the need to have guidelines and rules of engagement. But I think that a younger, tech-savvy audience is going to increase the rate of change, increase the innovation that we're going to see in organizations communicating with ever younger potential customers. Mm-hmm. And starting that journey earlier.
Younger customer, how does this next generation fare in terms of marketing? So they're going to be looking at what marketers are doing, and they're going to be pretty savvy at this point, right? I would argue that marketing savvy is going up over the generations. So aren't the old techniques going to be more difficult to use on newer generations, or are there universal truths, I guess?
No, I think the fact that they're more savvy, they're going to see through a lot of the BS that's out there right now. They're going to see through a lot of the things that are supposedly in their best interest but are actually self-serving to the organizations. And that's going to mean that organizations are going to have to innovate. They're going to have to try new things. They're going to have to learn to communicate differently and focus really on mutual benefit. I think that's going to become one of the things that is going to be how technology will change it, because you'll have more access, but you'll also have to focus on mutual benefit and how you communicate that, which we don't see a lot right now. It's very one way.
Okay, very cool. So, are you working on any books or any offerings that folks can take a look at?
Yeah, I'm working on a book right now. Over the last few years, I've been developing a different approach to public relations, marketing, and publicity for entrepreneurs that largely is based around Lean Canvas. So that if you understand how Lean works, this will look very familiar. And it's about gathering information, allowing entrepreneurs to organize that information to then make informed public relations, marketing, publicity decisions. And as part of that, I've now written a book which is going through a second set of edits now, which will be hopefully published later in the year, that will give entrepreneurs the ability to manage a lot of the stuff that they rely on from agencies right now themselves and embed it into their businesses rather than having it something they outsource to a third party. So that's really exciting right now. My goal was always to try and change my industry by enabling entrepreneurs to understand more about what was going on and be able to measure the impact. And as we went through, the book kind of, you know, really crystallizes that you know, that is something that we can do despite what my industry tells people.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very cool. So and where can people find out more information about you?
So the website is comms.bar. comms.bar, and all of the information is on there, and it explains how we work, what we do, and you know, if people want to book appointments, they can book it through there. And you know, for people that are located in Toronto or in the GTA, then they can come in and see us in person. For those that aren't, we get on Skype, or we do Google Hangouts, or whatever the tool is that works best for entrepreneurs. And you know, we look at what their business challenges are and how they can use the various technologies to achieve that next goal.
All right, very cool. All right, Lyndon, thank you very much for joining us on Technotopia, a podcast about a better future. I'm John Biggs. Thanks for listening.